Squirrel Tails Wanted, reads a sign on Highway 45 in Antigo. If you have traveled down that road, you might have wondered, like me, who buys squirrel tails? It turns out that squirrel hair is one of the essential pieces of MEP spinners, one of the most popular fishing lures in the world. The lures, 3 to 5 million per year, have been made in Antigo since the 1950s by the Sheldon family. Mike Sheldon, current president of the company, says his father, Todd, first became aware of MEP spinners shortly after World War II.
A GI who had been stationed in France came home and he had some MEP spinners, and my dad was in the retail sporting goods business at the time. So the GI gave him a couple MEP spinners to try. And at some point he was out fishing, he wasn't catching anything, so he started to look through his tackle box and he saw the MEP spinner in there and he thought, oh, what the heck, I'll give it a try. So he did, and he caught a limit of fish. At that point he thought, boy, that's pretty good, you know. Maybe I could sell those. And so he started to sell them in his retail store.
In 1956, Todd sold the store and created Sheldon Incorporated to focus on importing MEP spinners. In 1972, the MEP's factory in France was up for sale, and Todd Sheldon bought it. Today, the components for the spinners are still made in France, but all the assembly is done right here in Antigo.
I really don't know of any other major lure manufacturers who still do manufacturing or assembly in the United States. They've all gone to countries where labor is cheap.
It turns out that there are some manufacturers who still make lures in the United States, but Mike is describing an overall trend. There are pressures to follow the other companies and do their manufacturing abroad, but Mike and his father before him believe that the community of Antigo plays a big role in staying.
Antigo has always been home. I've lived here my whole life, and my dad lived here most of his life. You know, it's been a good town to raise a family in. You still have old-time traditional values with people that are working and that kind of thing.
Most of the people on the floor at Sheldon Manufacturing have been with the company for over 25 years. Betty Fleshman just started her 50th year with the company. What is the secret to such loyal employees?
Well, it's a two-way street, you know. They've been good for us, and hopefully we've been good for them.
As I mentioned earlier, a hallmark of the MEP spinners is none other than the use of real squirrel hair. This is something that Mike's father added to the spinners after a fishing trip.
He was out on the Wolf River one day, and he caught a limited trout, came back to his car, and he was pretty proud of the trout that he had, and there was another fisherman there. It happened to be a young kid, I guess, and my dad showed him his trout. The kid said, well, I caught a limit too, and he showed my dad his fish, and they were larger than my dad's. Kid had taken a MEP spinner and he tied squirrel tail on it. So they started using squirrel tail. And
today the company can use up to 30,000 squirrel tails per year, which are provided by hunters across the United States. Cindy Kilman, who has been at Sheldon's for 32 years, works in the squirrel department, where she receives hundreds of tails daily. Once the tails are washed and dried, Cindy ties a small tuft of hair to a hook before it moves onto the floor where the rest of the spinner is assembled. Rosella Spencer says she assembles 1,200 to 1,500 spinners per day.
Stainless steel wire. I'm going to pick it up, body part, put the hook on the short piece. The short piece is going to go up through the body part, put it into the machine.
What does the machine do?
The machine is taking this short piece, cutting it off and bending it over, and that's what holds the body part on the spinner.
The spinners are then packaged using the only robot in the plant and moved to shipping where online orders are filled for anglers or the giant retailers like Cabela's or Bass Pro Shops. The MEP spinners are unique in that they don't look like anything that a fish may want to eat, like a worm or a minnow. Mike Sheldon explains that spinner movement, color, and sound entice fish to attack in the same way a cat grabs a rolling ball of yarn. That may be why fish are attracted to spinners, but why are so many people attracted to fishing? Nick Kolbeck is a communication director at Sheldon's.
My brother's a big fisherman, so once he kind of got more into it and then I started to see the joy that comes with it. Well, then my dad and I started fishing more, and all of a sudden now it's like a full-on family get-together.
Here's Mike Sheldon again.
I always think of my dad used to say, you know, I'm maybe known for selling fishing lures, but what I really sell is fun.
The late John Volker, former Michigan Supreme Court judge, author, UP resident, and avid fisherman, shares the same feeling in the final line of The Testament of a Fisherman. I fish because I love to, not because I regard fishing as being so terribly important, but because I suspect that so many of the other concerns of people are equally unimportant and not nearly so much fun. For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.